Victorian poultry farmers are dealing with the double whammy of coronavirus and an outbreak of avian influenza. It's the worst outbreak of bird flu the state's seen, with hundreds of thousands of birds culled, as Jess Davis reports.
Hi, girl.
On this farm at Stonehaven, just over an hour west of Melbourne, Julie Cos's free-range chickens are under lockdown.
I'm really surprised at how well they're coping. Like us humans with the coronavirus, you just need to get on with it. You just need to adapt and do the right things.
6 weeks ago, Agriculture Victoria ordered all poultry in the Golden Plains Shire to be housed inside after a free-range egg farm at Lethbridge tested positive to a highly pathogenic strain of bird flu.
Well, at first my heart sunk to the ground when I found out. I mean, I pride ourselves on our birds being out every day of the year.
Bird flu is predominantly spread through wild birds coming into contact with commercial poultry flocks. Victoria's Chief Veterinary Officer, Graham Cook, says it's the first time a housing order has been implemented in Australia.
The last case was just a matter of weeks ago, and that means there's still a high level of virus in that area. When we think the time is right and it's constantly under review, we will lift that requirement.
There are now six farms across the state dealing with outbreaks of three different strains of the virus, with around 460,000 birds culled. At Bairnsdale, in the east of the state, a free-range turkey farm became infected after birds were transported from its sister farm at Lethbridge, 4.5 hours away. 10,000 birds have been culled across the two farms.
I cried. I did. It was devastating.
Farm manager Narelle Mollard says the process of decontamination has been long and arduous, with Agriculture Victoria on site every day for the last 6 weeks.
They had a team of contractors come in to dispose of the turkeys, the litter, the mulch, the soil, anything that a bird could have come into contact with, and it was all removed from the site.
Brian Ahmed from the Victorian Farmers Federation blames outbreaks like the one at Lethbridge on the rapid rise of large-scale free-range farming, with the worst affected company, Farm Pride, having to cull 380,000 birds alone, around a third of its flock.
This was not surprising to me. It's a numbers game. The more we put outside, the more risk there is of something like this happening. Unfortunately, to produce the volume of eggs that the supermarkets want, there need to be 20, 30, 40,000 birds in a shed.
When it gets into chickens where there is a high population density of new hosts, like intensive chicken farms, then there is a chance that the virus, if it mutates to a high pathogenic form, it becomes a serious disease and then it becomes very contagious.
Frank Wong from the CSIRO has spent the last 10 years tracking avian influenza around the world.
Then you can sort of see the problems that we've seen in Lethbridge, where lots of chickens succumb to disease virtually over the course of a few days.
But for Narelle Mollard, it's a risk worth taking.
It's opened my eyes. But if you want free-range turkeys as well, and chickens or anything like that, it's a risk that you've got to be aware of.
As turkey farm manager Narelle Mollard and our reporter Jess Davis.